The following is the realization of His Holiness Loknath Swami.
Nandarani is offering to her spiritual master at such a tender age shows that she was a devotee, not only in this life but in previous lives also. It was nice reading her offering and the notes that she had taken down during the Vedic philosophy class at Chandigarh. This is not a child's play. This is a serious and mature behavior which proves the point that she was a great devotee of the Lord as well as her spiritual master. Her offering is inconceivable, achintya. I knew her for a quite number of years. My image of seeing her is more on Vrindavan side, when both Anand Mohan Das and Vrindavanishwari Devi Dasi used to come there with her. I remember her in the courtyard of the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan because she used to offer obeisances to me very quickly. I'm sure she used to offer obeisances to others also, but whenever she used to see me, she would immediately bow down very spontaneously. She was very enthusiastic and particular in offering her pranams. Even this in itself is a sign of surrender and devotion when someone bows down. I also remember in Vrindavan, she would be all the way in the front of the temple room watching the deities climbing to see them sometimes. My first impression on looking at her photograph was that I could see the soul and the kind of effulgence it had. As they say, the face is index of the mind, and her face showing her pure mind and inner purity. Certainly it is a great loss for both Anand Mohan Das and Vrindavanishwari Devi Dasi, and there is every reason to lament for such a great loss. I would say that they had a great association of that soul. I'm sure they are treating her more as a soul. Of course, it is a loss for us also, the extended family. With this kind of understanding of philosophy and keen interest and devotion at such a young age, if Nandarani would have been allowed by the Lord to continue, she would have done wonderful preaching, set nice standards, been an ideal grihastha in some Vaishnav house, been a nice Vaishnavi, and done tons of preaching, maybe surpassing even the parents' achievements. But we are not going to see that now. I'm sure wherever she is now, she will continue doing that. Hence our solace is that she has moved on. Wherever a great soul departs, there is a mixed feeling of lamentation and joy. Sometimes when we know that a particular person of a family has departed, and that person was a pious and a great soul, we comfort the family members by telling them that there is no need to lament or cry. One should cry if a person has gone to hell, as there is every reason to cry. However, when a the person has gone higher towards the lotus feet of Krishna, then there is only reason to rejoice. Nandarani was an exceptional child, not a child. She was like a father or mother. There was a devotee named Raghunandan in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's times. His father was Mukunda, and his son was such a mature person. He was a young boy, but was a very advanced soul. One time Mukunda visited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked him, "Please tell me, who is the father and who is the son? Is your son your son or is he your father?" Mukunda had to admit that his son was like his father. Nandarani was like our disciple, our grandchild. By the age she was relatively much junior, but by her devotion, dedication and conviction, she was like our level, our parents' level, such a mature person. I'm sure parents had taken good care of her. There is no going back now, only going forward in Krishna consciousness. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 2:40, Niha bhikramanashosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam api yasya dharma shatrayate mahato bhayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from most dangerous type of fear. In Nandarani's case, she has done more than svalpam, more than just little progress, lots of progress. She was a born devotee, until her last breath she remained that way, chanting, dancing, spending lots of time in Vrindavan, eating only Krishna prasad, preaching, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And so she has pleased Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, her spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, and her parents. We have only found memories of her, and I'm sure our heart goes towards her, and we'll continue praying for her further well-being and protection, and finally shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. She came in lives of many of us like a twinkling star, and she played her role and moved on. The overall plan is only known to Krishna. She may come back and take birth in ISKCON, and if her wishes were not fulfilled, if she wanted to preach more and distribute more books, she may come back and become a great spiritual leader and push on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. That may be happening right now. She may be in that process. The parents should publish a little memory book with some photographs, a biographical sketch, with her spiritual advancements and realizations of sannyasis and other devotees. They could publish her offering and some of the notes that she wrote at Chandigarh. It will be nice documentation to preserve and circulate. The way Nandarani was given a farewell also proves that she was a great devotee. All of us should get inspiration from the way she laid her life. Nandarani ki jai.